You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, so it's Dr. Dave. Welcome back. And I know exactly what you're thinking, by the way. I can read your mind. I know you've been thinking, where's he been? Where's Dr. Dave? What's going on with him? I haven't heard from him in a while. Well, Dr. Dave, let me share something with you. Dr. Dave has had kind of like a weird, really weird summer. You see, it started kind of like maybe early to midway through the summer. One weekend, I remember I just started feeling really tired, and then I went to bed that evening, and I had like the chills, and then I was sweating all night, and this the weird bug, whatever it was, I'm still not even sure. It was not a GI thing at all. It was more like a I'm not even sure what it was, but this thing lasted for like a good full week, and I'm not one to even go. You know me, I don't really go to the doctors much at all, but I ended up going to my doctor 3 or 4 days into this thing because it was just. It was just horrible. It was crazy. I mean, I was literally, I can't even say the word literally in bed for like a week straight. And it was just, it was a mess. Then, it got better. I got better. But for some reason, like the next 3 weeks just kind of dragged. And I just, although I was not like sick in bed, I just didn't feel myself. I felt tired. I started getting like an upper respiratory type infection. Like I was sneezing and coughing, and it was just crazy. And all during this whole thing, after that first initial week, which was horrible, I was doing my running and my walking, and I just trying to go about my daily activities. But I just kept, I wasn't getting better. So they got to the point where I just said to myself, okay, look, what I'm going to do, I'm going to just stop everything I'm doing. I'm going to push pause and pause all of my exercise. I'm basically not going to do anything other than, go to work, I'll eat, I'll come home, I'll relax, but I'm not going to go out for my Magic Four. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to do anything other than just really rest my body. And that's what I did for the next at least couple weeks. And guess what? I got better. I feel better. And it's just really weird. So I learned a couple things from this. I learned that, okay, like as much as I like to get out there and walk and do my Magic Four and run and exercise and do all my stuff, there comes a time where you just have to listen to your body. Sometimes you have to just press the pause button and don't feel guilty about it. Just press pause. Don't do anything. Rest your little body. Let it get better. That's what, when you feel tired, I think it's like nature is telling you not to do anything. Don't go out there and run 4 miles. Don't go out there and walk 4 miles. Just rest your body and eat good food. Hopefully vegan. But eat good food and just wait until you recover. That's it. I mean, it's, and I'll tell you something else. Your body's really smart. It figures out ways to make you better if you just allow it to. One thing I realized when I was sick, I wear that Fitbit every day, and normally my resting pulse rate, it's ranged anywhere in the 44 to 47 range. It kind of like ranges right in there, like resting pulse rate. In other words, like when I'm sleeping, the Fitbit is just actively taking my pulse, and it gets an average over time. And it usually says, something like 46, something like that. I noticed when I was sick, when I was fighting all this infection, my resting pulse rate went up to about 50. Average 50. I'm thinking, like, does that mean I'm out of shape? Does that mean I'm not as physically fit? Because, if you're aerobically fit, your resting pulse rate, low is good. Low is really, really good. Now, if you have some kind of, like, congestive heart failure and you have low, that's not good. So, if you're a trained athlete, if you're a trained athlete, a low pulse rate is really good. So I was thinking to myself, what's going on? Am I getting older? Am I getting out of shape? No, it's not. Well, of course I'm getting older, but that doesn't mean I'm getting out of shape. Your body is just a miraculous machine that can figure things out. And what it does, it raises your resting pulse rate, I'm imagining, to get more blood to the muscles and more blood to the area, you know, more nutrients to the areas that need nutrients and fight off disease. I'm guessing that's what it is. I am a doctor. By the way, if you hear a lot of noise in the background, it comes as no surprise I'm recording live from Manhattan. I'm up here for a few days just kind of doing my thing and working and doing my walking. I've got 18, close to 19,000 steps, and I'm just getting started. So I'm back in the swing of things. I'm feeling better. I'm exercising. But, you might wonder, like, okay, you might worry, well, if I take off of exercise for like a month, if I'm just not feeling well and take off for 3 weeks or 4 weeks, I'm going to like just be so, in such bad shape, it's going to be really difficult to get back into shape. It's not true. If you're an athlete, if you go out there and do your stuff every day and you've got to take time off because you're just not feeling well, it comes back pretty quickly. I went out this morning. I ran across the bridge? I'm trying to think. It's not the Brooklyn Bridge. It was the Williamsburg Bridge, I think it's called. I can't remember. It's not the Manhattan, but it's somewhere in between. But it's a great run. You run without any traffic. It's only walkers, runners, and bicyclists. And we run over to Brooklyn, and I ran back. And it's a really cool run because there's a decent amount of long, steady uphill, then downhill, as you can imagine most bridges are. It was just great. So I'm back in the swing of things. My pulse rate has gone back down, and I'm feeling great. So I guess I just want to share with you, number one, why it's been a crazy, crazy, crazy summer for me. Not one of the best ones I've had in a long time, but, you know, I'll take it. Thank God, you know, things are okay. I'm healthy, and these things happen. And when you get in it, nobody's immune to an infection. You know, some people say, well, you're vegan, you should not get sick. Well, that's bullshit. If anybody ever tells you, and I'll tell you something, it's funny. When I first went vegan, there actually are some vegans out there that believe, they truly believe that vegans never get sick. How crazy is that? Vegans never get sick? I mean, that's BS. Now, maybe we are less likely to contract some type of a virus or bacteria or some type of medical issue. Less likely, but, you know, human being just like anybody else. Yeah, we get sick. And I was pretty darn sick this summer, and I'm not ashamed to tell you that either. So that's my story. I've got a lot going on, guys and gals. Thanks for sticking with me through thick and thin here. As you know, we're having a great time with the RV, the van that I bought, and it's called, we named it Sarani. Sarani is S-A-R-I-N-A. S-A-R-A-N-I. Sometimes when I spell, I get it backwards. It's S-A-R-A-N-I. It means, Sarani means further in Japanese. And if you just think about further, I'm going to take my life further in an RV. And it's a double entendre if you get that too, because I'm really into Grateful Dead music and the later versions of the band. And there was a time for several years when Jerry Garcia died, and they got another lead guitar player. They called themselves Further, and for several years. And it's just kind of, it all fits in together. It's just a beautiful thing. And the RV has had its challenges. And thanks again to my good buddy Steve Moore, who drove this thing from, he flew out to California, picked it up for me, delivered the check that I gave him to give to the seller, and he drove the thing back to me on the East Coast in about, probably did it in about 3 or 4 days, something like that. I wasn't counting, but it was very quick. So since it came back to the East Coast, there've been challenges with it. There's been minor leaks, minor issues. Nothing really bad. We love it. We're taking it out this Friday to a campground not too far away. We're meeting a friend there. We're just going to kind of hang out there and chill. We're going to be right on the Potomac River like I did a few weeks ago. The good thing about having an RV van You know, and it's got a kitchen. It's got a toilet. It's got a fridge. It's got a microwave. It's got, you name it. It's got a bed that folds up into a sofa. It's very, very cool. And the good thing about having an RV, and it's not that large. It's 20 feet long. And so you can pretty much fit it in a parking spot. But the fun thing about it is you can pretty much make anything your backyard. This coming Friday night, the Potomac River in Maryland will be our backyard. We're going to pull up to this thing and sit outside of the RV and probably have dinner out there, and it's going to be just beautiful. Yeah, it's, I'll tell you something I discovered, and I'm going to share this with you too today. I'm all over the place, but I got some good things for you. So if there's something you want to do, something you want to accomplish, whether it's a to-do list, a simple to-do list, like let's say there's a day you've got like a bunch of errands, you've got some work, you've got some things you want to do, write it down, even if it's on an index card, and carry it around with you. Write down every single thing that you would like to accomplish at a given time. Like let's say today, I've got like a whole bunch of things I wanted to do. So I wrote them down in a little notebook, carry it around with me, and as I finish each one, I just check it off. And you'll find that when you're organized like this, when you write things down and you just tick them off as you complete them, like a task list, a to-do list for the day, you pretty much wind up getting everything done that you wanted to do. It's just an organized way to do this. And it also translates over into longer-term goals. If you have a goal, there was once a time that I had on my goals list, I will purchase a Class B RV and I will have fun with it. Something like that. Whatever it was. I can't remember exactly, but I had it on my list of goals. And when I read my goals every day, this was kind of the front of my mind. It was burned into my brain. And sure enough, it came true. If you have a list of things that you want to accomplish, a list of goals, I urge you, I beg you to write them down in a booklet. You can do it on your computer. That's fine. I still like goals in a book. I just, for some reason, it just works really, really well. I promise you, write them down, read your goals every single day. Don't obsess over how you're going to reach them. Just write them down and read them every single day and get back to me and let me know how many of the goals have come true, are in the process of coming true, will come true. Trust me, I've been there. I've done all this. I still continue to do this. It works. I would not be preaching this. I would not be teaching this to you if it was bogus, if it didn't work. I'm doing a lot of the things in my life that I want to do because I have written them down and I study them. I read them every single day. It works. Start off, if you like, start off with a simple to-do list. Even if you don't have any goals, just start off with a to-do list for your errands tomorrow or next weekend or whenever. I'm telling you, it's really, really extremely powerful. Okay, so I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to show you. One real quick thing, and then I'm going to let you go. My vegan open mic has been incredibly successful. I just finished the third one a short time ago. We sold out again. Three sellouts in a row. What it is, I rent out a restaurant, an entire room. Generally holds about 55 to 65 people or so. It always fills up. I make sure the restaurant serves us family style or buffet style, all vegan food. The last one we did was in a Chinese restaurant. The two before that were in an Indian restaurant where it was a buffet. We just have a great time. We eat dinner together. And then I open up the microphone. I open up the mic on the stage for anybody to come up and do some stand-up comedy, tell a story, give inspiration, motivation, sing a song, play guitar, whatever they want to do. And I've had people that have read poems. It's been a tremendous amount of fun. The next one is coming up. It's going to be towards the end of 2017. If you're not on my list yet, if you just want to get like simple information, even if you're not local, I've had people come in. Steve has come in from Oklahoma City. I've had people come in from all over the place. Mark the Pro Jackson came in from North Carolina for the first one. So geography is not really a deterrent. It's not really an excuse for you not to come. So wherever you are, sign up to be on my list to get information about the upcoming one. It's going to be towards the end of 2017. If I don't do one earlier, it's a definite towards the end of 2017. And the way to sign up is simply go to veganopenmic.com. All one word. You can do lowercase. That's fine. veganopenmic.com. And by the way, By the way, you don't have to be vegan. You don't have to be vegetarian. You can be anybody. We don't judge. We don't judge food, and we don't judge your performance, because you know something? We're just there to have a lot of fun and hang out. I hope you can show up on time. Yeah, I'd love to hang with you. I promise. It'll be fun. Okay, so I think we're going to end it right now on a positive note. Hope you have a great day. Hope you have a great week. And just continue doing what you're doing. You know why? Because I love you. Dr. Dave, talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.